Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and in this video, we're going to extend the registration process in an ASP.NET application using ASP.NET membership by adding an email verification step to the registration process. Often, we don't want users to be able to create a new account just by entering their information. We want to confirm that the email address that they've entered is in fact a valid one. Otherwise, folks would write automated scripts that would populate our membership repository with a collection of users that aren't strictly speaking valid. So in order to accomplish that, we're going to need to take four steps. First, we're going to need to disable the automatic activation of newly created users when we're using the ASP.NET membership create user wizard. Secondly, we're going to have to add some configuration information to our web.config file to allow our application to send email using an email server that we have somewhere. Third, we're going to have to send an email to the user when they create a new account that contains the verification link. And lastly, we'll need to add that verification ASPX page that the user will be directed to when they click on that link. It will receive some information and then activate that user's account that's been created in our ASP.NET membership system. So, to get started, let's go ahead and create a new project. We're going to say create a new web application. We'll just use the default name. And the first thing we're going to do is go into the accounts section and we're going to find the register.aspx page, and then here where the create user wizard is implemented here, we're going to change a couple of parameters here. So by default, the user is activated and logged in. So we're going to say disable created user equal true, so that the user is created in the system but is disabled by default. And then because they're disabled by default, we also don't want the user to be automatically logged in. So we're going to say login created users equals false. It doesn't make much sense to disable them by default but log them in. Right? So we're setting disable created user equal to true and login created user equal to false. Next, let's go into the web.config file and configure our web application to send mail through an external SMTP server. So here I am in the web.config file of my application. Let's scroll down, and under the system.web closing XML element, I'm going to add a system.net entry, and inside system.net I'm going to create a mail settings entry. And inside the mail settings entry, I'm going to configure an SMTP server. So set this SMTP, and then I'm going to specify network host. Now this is going to be the SMTP host that you're going to send email through. Now you need to have this through either a dedicated server that you have configured or a shared hosting account somewhere or what have you. So let's suppose that I have one set up at a website with my domain. Next, I will specify the port number. Now, normally the port number that you're going to send through is going to be 25. However, if you're doing this from home and you subscribe to a internet access like Comcast or one of the large broadband providers, it may be that port 25 is disabled by default. So you may need to use an alternate port. I know from my home I have to use port 2525. Then we're going to specify a username. This is going to be the username for the account that you're going to send mail through. So then I'm going to need a password. This is the password that the mail account will require to authenticate before sending mail. All right, so basically, there's an example of the kinds of settings that you will need. Host, port, username, and password. Once that's done, then we can go and modify our registration page, register.aspx, and the code behind, to send an email message. So let's go ahead and do that now. So here's our register.aspx page, and we don't have to modify the user interface because it already gathers all the information that we'll need. We will modify the code behind file so that in addition to actually creating the user in the membership system, it will send an email to that user using the email address that they specify in this bit of user interface. Now, one of the things that I don't want to do is I don't want to hard code the email message in the code of my application. What if I need to change a bit of the wording, then I have to recompile and redeploy. So instead what I'm going to do is let's create a new folder in our solution. So I'll say right click add and new folder, and we'll call the new folder email templates. And then inside email templates, let's create a text file. So oops. Let's say right-click, add, new item, select general and a text file, and let's call this verifyNewUser.txt. Now, in this text file, this is just going to be a template for the email that I'm going to send. So I'll say hello, and now I want to place something that I can search for and replace. So let's use this for username. So say hello username, welcome aboard. Remember, because there's going to be a link in our email, this is going to be a HTML email message. Let's say your new account is almost ready, but before you can log in, you must first, and I'm going to say click here to verify your account. And let's add a little more text. We can say, once you have visited the verification URL, you will be redirected to the login page. If you have any problems or questions, please reply to this email. And a couple of line feeds. Okay, now up here where it says click here, this is where we want to insert a link. So let's make this an anchor tag. So let's say a href equal, and this is going to be specific to the user that's being created. So here we're going to put another searchable element that we can do a search and replace on. So we're going to make this item verification URL. Right, so that will be we'll do search and replace on that, and we'll be able to substitute the actual URL that the user should click on. And then here at the end of our text here, let's close that anchor tag. Okay, so that's our email template. Now let's go into the code behind for our register.asbx page and add the logic to actually send the email. So here in the code behind file for our registration page, we're going to add the logic to send an email to the user that contains a link for them to click on to verify that email address. Since we're going to send an email, we're going to need the system.net.mail namespace. And because we're going to get the text for that email out of a text file, we're also going to want the system.io namespace. Now down here in the created user event handler, this event, the created user event, fires after the user has been created in the membership repository by the create user wizard. So here, the first thing we're going to do is we want to get the new user that was just created from the membership system. So let's say membership user, new user equal membership, and we're going to get the user by passing in the name that the user that the new user used in the create new user wizard to create that user object. All right, so we're going to say register user is the name of the control instance that it sits on this register.asbx page, and we want the username attribute. All right, so now we have our new user in this object instance. Next, we need to get a GUID. So let's say new user ID equal, we're going to have to cast this to a GUID. Provider user key. Now we're going to start building the link that we're going to insert into the email. So let's start with getting the base URL that we're going to start with. Now, theoretically, I suppose we could hard code this if we wanted to, but to improve both testing and deployment, rather than hard code this, we're going to dynamically build the URL. So let's say request URL dot get left part URI partial authority, and then we'll add the application path. All right, so now we have the base of our URL, so let's call that URL base. Next, let's add the let's create the string that will contain the path to the actual file along with the query string argument that will be necessary to validate this particular user. So let's say string, we'll call this verify URL equal, and we haven't created this file yet, but we're going to create a file called verify new user.aspx, and then of course we're going to have to pass in a query string parameter, so that will be ID, and then we're going to append the new user ID, which is a GUID, only we're going to have to append it as a string. Okay, next we can create a full path where we'll say full path equal URL base plus verify URL. All right, so full path now contains the full and complete path that the user will click on. Now, let's get the template. So we'll say stream reader SR equal new stream reader. And we're going to need the application path, aren't we? So let's go ahead and say string app path equal request dot physical application path. Now we can just use that in our call to stream reader. And we're looking in the email templates folder that we just previously created, and we're looking for a file name verify user dot, or I should say verify new user, I think was what we called it. Yeah, verify new user. Text. Now we can create a new mail message. And we can set the messages is body HTML equal to true, which is going to be the case because we're going to send an HTML link in that email message. Now we can set all of the recipients. So first thing we're going to do, we'll set from, and this is going to be from me, so Joe at whatever. And actually we can't just set it as text. If you've worked with the old system.web.mail, you could just set this as text, but these are strongly typed. So we're going to say message from equal new mail address, and then we can say Joe at, so let's use a real address. It's going to come from joe@microsoft.com. Now we're going to say, let's add a to message. So let's say message.to equal new mail address. And now we're going to get the email address from the wizard. So we're going to say register user, which is the name of the control, dot email. Right, so this is going to be sent to the user who just registered on his page. And the actual method call is add a recipient. Now, if we want to add a CC, for example, I might say, I might add myself to the CC line just so I get a copy. Now I might want to specify a subject, so we can say message.subject equal new user registration. I might want to put something that identifies the site that they were registering on, what have you. Now we can go ahead and grab the body of the message, which we're going to get from that stream reader that we created. So let's say message body equal SR read to end. We want to get the whole thing. And now that we have, we can go ahead and close that stream reader. Now, the next thing we want to do is we need to replace the two items that we put in that message for replacement. So one is the username, we want to personalize it, and the other is going to be the verification URL. So let's first say the message body is equal to the message body but I want to replace templated text, which is username, with the username from the wizard contained on this page. So that will give us just a little bit of personalization. I also want to replace the link. So let's grab the link. So we're searching for verification URL. And let's replace that with the full URL that we built here. Now we can create an SMTP client object instance. So let's go ahead and say SMTP client, client equal new. And now I can simply say client.send message. So that will send the message, and then of course we just execute the rest of the code that we got from the default template. So what we've done here, just as a quick review, is we've grabbed the membership object instance that was just created. We've built a URL to an as yet defined page and appended a query string that is the ID of the user that was just created. Then we've read in this email template and we've done a search and replace to replace the user's name and the full link that they need to click on in the email template, and then we've sent that email to them. The only thing that we've got left to do now is to add the verify new user.asbx page. So let's go ahead and do that. So here in Solutions Explorer, let's go ahead and right click on the solution and say add a new item. Let's select in the web collection and web form using a master page, and we're going to call this verify new user. Remember, that's the name we used for the ASPX page that we're going to link to, and we're going to select the master page for our site. The content here is going to be really simple. Let's just add a few breaks and then I'm going to wrap this in a center tag just to center align. And then let's add label control. And here the label control, we'll just call this, instead of label, we'll call it verification message label. And now let's go look at the code behind. And here, What we're going to do is, in our page load event, let's start by making sure that we receive the query string that we're expecting. So let's say, if string is null or empty, request, and we want the query string object for ID, so let's say query string ID then let's so we're saying here if the query string for ID is null or empty, then we didn't get the we didn't get a valid user identity to try and verify. So we'll go ahead and say that the verification message label should have a text property equal to a message that says no user ID was specified. So the user will get that message if they just navigate directly to this page. Else, we did get one, so we can try and verify it. So let's now say, first let's get a GUID, which is what we're going to receive on that query string. So we'll say GUID user ID, and then we'll say, we're also going to need system.security. All right, so GUID user. Let's add a try catch block here. So let's set this user ID equal to new GUID, and let's try and create a GUID from this query string object. Now, if that fails, then let's specify a message that says the user ID specified is not in the proper format. So if we got something on the user ID argument to the query string, but it wasn't able to be converted into a GUID, then that's a problem as well. So we can't verify. And we'll just return. However, if we successfully retrieve that GUID, then let's then say membership user equal membership get user user ID. All right. Membership user equal membership get user user ID. So what we're doing here is we're taking the GUID that was passed in on the query string, and then we're retrieving the user that's associated with that user identity number. Then we can now check to see if that was in fact a GUID for a valid user. So let's say if user is equal to null, so we didn't, if we didn't get a return, so then we can specify a verification message that simply says no corresponding user account could be found. Else, if we got a user and the isApproved state is equal to true, then this user has already been approved. Now, in our case, we're just going to provide a message to that effect, but you might want to do something a little bit more creative in terms of determining, you know, whether there's a sort of a phishing attack for this, or there's a lot of detailed logic that we could add if we needed to. So, for example, we might not use the GUID that represents the user ID, but maybe we would create a separate table, create unique GUIDs that are used once. So once someone attempts to validate using that GUID, it's no longer valid. And we could even put a timestamp in the validation record in that new custom table, so that we could say if this GUID has never been used before and the user attempted to validate within 48 hours of when it was created, then we would process the validation. So we could get even more restricted than we're doing in this sample. In our case, though, we're just going to say, in this case, that the user was already created. So we'll say the specified user account was previously activated. And then lastly, we can say else. And here we can say user dot is approved equal to true. Then we can update that user. So we'll say membership dot update user and pass in that user object instance. And then we can specify a verification message that simply says your account has been approved. And then we could give them a link to log in if we wanted to. So recall the logic here. We've checked the query string, make sure we got something in the query string, then made sure that it could be converted to a GUID. Then we retrieved the user for that GUID. Make sure that they hadn't already been validated, set the isApproved attribute to true, updated the user, and then provided them with the message. Now all we need to do is test our application. So, running our application and creating a new account. I'll just create an account for, let's call him JoeUser9, and we'll add password. And here I'm going to specify my Hotmail address and security question and answer because I've turned that on. Click on Create User. And of course, in my web.config file, I've specified mail settings that are appropriate. So rather than the fake ones that are in there, I've specified some valid ones for an SMTP server that I have somewhere. And here you can see that the email has been sent. We've been logged in. And now if I go to my Hotmail account and sign in, you'll see we have an email in our inbox. It's the new user registration. And now you recall here that our application is still running, so even though it's on this port, that port was sent in this verification email. And if you look down here, you can see we have the address of our application, localhost, and the port number, and then verify new user and the GUID. So I'm going to go ahead and click on that link. And now it tells us that our account has been approved. So now I can go in and I can log in. And you'll recall that we called the new user, JoeUser9, and I can log in because that account is now verified. So it's a great sort of pattern implementation for adding some email verification to creating new users in your ASP.NET application that uses the ASP.NET membership system.